Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, grassroots, nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So, what another beautiful day here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm here with my this is Keith Davey, your host. I'm here with my co-host tonight, Style. How you doing, Uncle Style?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
So, our group, Style and I are alone tonight, and our group is off doing a remote event tonight. Bill Holman Oil, one of the Sons of Thunder, is on vacation in Tennessee, if you're listening. Hi there, Bill. How's all them people down here in Tennessee? Connie, our call-in girl, is doing the Lord's work tonight, and she will not be with us. And so we're not going to give out the call numbers for a number of reasons. One is our phone lines aren't working tonight. So no, it's a good thing you went the other way tonight, Connie. So we were going to try something new tonight. And Beth and Kyle went down to Canton tonight. They're doing an event and a petition signing for our group down in Canton, Ohio, at Pastor Walter Moss's church. And we are going to have them call in live from down there, have Pastor Moss call in and give us a few words about his church and about what was going on down there, and have Beth and Kyle give us an update. But phone lines went down. So I guess it's me and you, Kyle, or Style. Kyle. If you can, if you're down in the Canton area tonight, they are doing a petition signing event from 6:30 to 8:00. So they're going to be there about another hour. And of course, people linger and there's always late people. So you can probably go down there even after 8:00 if you're in the Canton area want to sign our petition. And Pastor Moss's church is the Father's House Church. Father's House Church, 3951 Whipple Avenue Northwest, 3951 Whipple Avenue Northwest in Canton, Ohio, the Father's House Church. So we want to thank Pastor Moss tremendously for the opportunity for our folks to come down and sign petitions, and anybody in the Canton area. So, you know, in regards to that, if you have the petition signing and the events are off the chart, folks. I mean, it is absolutely off the charts. I've never in my 30-plus years being involved in political causes have ever been involved in a cause or an event like that. I mean, it's just on fire. We have petitions distributed in every one of the 88 counties in Ohio right now. People are out signing petitions with their friends and neighbors, their coworkers. They're having, they're setting up events for signings. They're lining up businesses where people can go and sign all during the week. They're going to veterinary's clinics. They're going to bars and hardware. I mean, this is truly, truly a grassroots initiative. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And this is as grassy can get, folks. And with your help and the grace of God, we're going to do this. I mean, I have never seen the outpouring. We're going to get this on the ballot, and it is going to pass. So there are a couple people that I do want to thank before we talk about some other things tonight. And again, I apologize. We're not able to call in so far. If we get the lines up and running, we will let you know, okay? But hopefully by next Tuesday, they'll have the phones up and running again. What do you think, Style? You think by next Tuesday we might be good?
I'm hoping. if you really want to, I see that we do have some questions from the website, too, we could go over from listeners.
Okay. Oh, good, good. All right. And we also, I told Style ahead of time, depending on our time frame, I am in mourning right now for Sly of Sly and the Family Stone. He passed away, I think, was it yesterday, Style?
I believe yesterday night,
82 years old. God bless him. I mean, for what the stuff, the drugs and things he did to leave in 82. God, maybe there's hope for me. But so we may do a little tribute to Sly to Valley Stone at the end. I hope he was a believer, and I hope he's with the Lord right now. So let's pray for that. But yeah, so hopefully next week we'll have our numbers again. But I do want to thank a couple people that were really generous to us and helping us get keep the show on the air. We signed another 13-week contract with Salem Communications. We're good for 13 weeks, although we can still use donations to fill in the gaps here because a lot of us took a lot of money out of our own pocket. But anyway, and you can go to our website, reformpropertytax.com, and there's a donate button there so you can take a look at how you can help us out. Because we're traveling all over the state. I mean, we are going all over the state with this and just copies and gas, and it's been incredible. But I do want to thank Micah Zakim. And Micah was on our show a few weeks ago talking about TIFFs, which is another way of saying abatement, but people won't know what that means. So I want to thank Micah, sent us a generous donation last week to help keep us on the air. And I want to say a special thank you to Pastor Jeff Turing at Liberty Valley Church. Pastor Turing, Liberty Valley Church. Pastor Jeff let us set up for a signing event at his church in Northfield this past Saturday and Sunday. And I got to tell you, thanks to him, his staff, George and Gary and everybody that helped us. We had an unbelievable turnout at that church. I mean, it was overwhelming at times. We had six people at the table, and there was times we couldn't keep up with it. The lines, it was just unbelievable. I mean, praise the Lord. Pastor Jeff, I hope you listen to his show. What a great church. Pastor Jeff is a true patriot, a true man of God. He speaks the truth from the pulpit. He's not afraid to speak the truth. And that's why his church has grown so incredibly large. I mean, he's gone from like 50 people to thousands of people. He probably had 700 people to serve a Sunday. And it's just, I mean, the people were fabulous. I mean, patriots the signings were, I don't even know, we're still tallying up signatures from Saturday and Sunday, but it was an outstanding event. So thank you, Pastor Turing, for all the blood, sweat, and tears you put into this thing. It's just been, it was amazing. So thank you. And we're reaching out to other churches that have a patriotic bent, like Pastor Turing. And I guess you don't even have to have a patriotic event, I guess, style, right, for this. This is a nonpartisan issue. This should cross both party lines. I mean, this is just a initiative to do what we believe is right. We have people that are losing their homes because of their property taxes have just gone through the roofs. And Proverbs tells us, speak up for those that can't speak for themselves. And there's a lot of people out there, not only seniors, but younger people who are really going to have to sell their homes and move into a high-priced rental apartment or sell their homes and they don't know where they're going to go. We have people calling us weekly, and this has been going on for 2 years, that can't afford the taxes. And when they talk to the people, our state representatives, they just, honestly, it's sad, but they just don't care. So if you have a church, I'm calling heavily on the church community to help us with this, or any other place that you would like to do a signing event, please go on our website, reformpropertytax.com, shoot us an email. We will be glad, time allotting, that we can come down anywhere in the state of Ohio. We are going to be in Cambridge, Ohio, this coming Saturday, the 14th, Cambridge, Ohio. And that's on like Interstate 70 and 77, I think. I haven't been down there in years. We were down in Zanesville last month and had a huge turnout. So we're going to be in Cambridge this coming Saturday, June 14th, from 1 to 3 o'clock. And we are going to be at the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Fraternal Order of Eagles in Cambridge. John Martin, another patriot that's been helping us with this cause, set this up. The address down there is 1930 East Wheeling Avenue in Cambridge. 1930 East Wheeling Avenue in Cambridge, Ohio. So we'll be there 1 to 3. If you're anywhere in that area or you know anybody in Zanesville, Columbus, any towns close to there, please send them our way. We'll be there 1 to 3. We'll have a bunch of people there. If you want to come and help us collect signatures, we can probably use a hand. We're expecting several hundred people to show up, so please. And again, so when we talk about churches, if you go onto our website, reformpropertytax.com, you are going to see we do a bulletin board, and actually Style does that for us. And hello, Pastor Moss. I apologize. I'm on the radio, but our phones aren't working, and I'm so sorry. This didn't work out tonight, so forgive us. We gave people a shout-out that you're going to be there till 8 o'clock, so they may come down and see you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was Pastor Moss. sorry about that. So, yeah, please go down to the Father's house if you're in the neighborhood. And Pastor Moss, just an aside, is not only a patriot, but he is a faithful pro-life pastor. Again, a pastor that speaks the truth from the pulpit. He has a wonderful, wonderful church in Canada. And Pastor Moss has been an incredible ally of ours. I met him probably 5 years ago at one of our pro-life events. And this guy is all about the Lord and life. So visit Pastor Moss. You can find him on Facebook. Google Pastor Moss. Go down to his church. Wonderful, wonderful, godly man. So thank you again, Pastor Moss. We'll try to do this again soon. So anyway, if you go on our website, reformpropertytax.com, you're going to see on the very first page you open, and actually Style is our webmaster, and you'll see a bulletin board on the very first homepage with all the upcoming events and signing stations around the state of Ohio. And if you go on there, I mean, it's just, how many would you say, Style, around? I mean, it's just, we had like 3 pages, right?
Yeah, it's about 3.5 pages. I mean, probably well over 50 events on there.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just this week, and we're updating this every couple of days. I mean, it's phenomenal, folks. I mean, I've never been involved in it. So go to our the best way to find events near you is reformpropertytax.com. You'll see a bulletin board of all the upcoming events. And then there's also, like I said, there's probably a good 15 or 20 permanent signing stations that you can go to if they're anywhere in your area. I know we have a veterinarian's office. We have a real estate office. We have a hardware store, a coffee shop. I mean, people are just really coming out and helping us with this. So, you know, go on the website. You can find hopefully something near you. You can go on our Facebook site, which is Citizens for Property Tax Ohio. Citizens for Property Tax Ohio. And Bill Holman maintains that for us. And he's actually working hard. His wife's probably killing him down here in Tennessee, but he's working hard trying to keep the Facebook site updated. You can go on there. There's all kinds of events and signing stations on there. People are adding stuff by the hour. Get on there, forward that to your Facebook group. Facebook has just been an incredible blessing for us. I mean, I never, ever realized the power of Facebook until we started this movement. Who owns Facebook or Meta now? So?
Zuckerberg.
You think he'll give me a commission for promoting?
Can't hurt to ask.
Mark, if you're out there, send us a donation. But yeah, so Facebook has been wonderful to us. And again, reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com. Keep your eye on that. So that's Saturday the 14th. For all you folks in the Cleveland area, Tremont, Ohio City, west side of Cleveland, we are going to be Saturday the 21st. We got signing events every weekend going on. Saturday the 21st, we will be at Scranton Road Bible Church. Scranton Road Bible Church. Pastor Joe, a lot of people know Pastor Joe. He's been around a long time in the city. We're on the corner of Clark and Scranton Avenue, and we're a landmark in that neighborhood. We have the big cross on the corner that says Jesus Saves, and yes, folks, he does save. So stop by and see us next Saturday, 12 to 3, Scranton Road Bible Church, right across from St. Michael's, for you folks that know where St. Michael's is down there on Clark and Scranton. We'll be there 12 to 3. We're going to have people taking signatures there. And I tell you, you know, and I don't know if Don and Kevin are listening tonight. And by the way, say a prayer for Kevin. Kevin is one of our biggest supporters. He had some back surgery recently. He's doing well. But prayer is powerful, James 5:16, and he could use your prayers. So pray for Kevin, one of our biggest supporters, and his wife, Donna, to help out. But so Don and Kevin live in Tremont, or I think Ohio City. And we are getting calls weekly now from people in those two areas on the west side of Cleveland that their property taxes January 1st just absolutely went out of sight. So if you're in the Cleveland area and you want to help us abolish property tax, come to Scranton Road Bible Church next Saturday, June 21st, 12 to 3. It's 3095 Scranton Road, Cleveland. Anywhere in the Cleveland area, come by, you know, Clark Fulton neighborhood, the Shoreway. We're close to you. Pass the word to your friends and neighbors. Get it on Facebook. Get it on, what do they call that, home? I forget what they call it. Anyway, get it on Facebook. We're going to be there for the people in Cleveland. And with that last huge 8.6 mil school levy or whatever it was they passed, it just killed people living in Cleveland. So we need to push that for us. We'll be at Scranton Road. The other thing we do on the third Saturday of every month, which we're doing the 21st, and I'm going to put an open invite out, my wife and I host a outreach meal to the friends and neighbors in the Clark Fulton area, and we're going to be doing it's a free cookout. We're going back outside this month. We'll be cooking hamburgers and hot dogs and have all kinds of great food. We'll be in the parking lot, and we're going to be there at 5:30, about 7:30. We do a little do some praise music. We have live entertainment, and that's open to anybody. Again, anybody in Cleveland, come on out, wherever you're coming from, enjoy fellowship with the people in the neighborhood. We have a lot of folks in the neighborhood that could use your prayers. Come out, sit with us, share a meal, fellowship, give encouragement, and pray with some of the people in the neighborhood. So that's happening at 5:30. So 12 to 3, come out, sign the petition, hang over with us, and do dinner with us. Everybody's invited. Then the Saturday after that, for you Cleveland folks or anywhere, we're going to be at one of my favorites, the Hungarian Reformed Church. Hungarian Reformed Church at 15300 Puritas Avenue. That's 15300 Puritas Avenue, and that's in Cleveland. We're right next to the Marks Plaza. We're going to have a signing there Saturday, the 28th. Saturday, June 28th from 12 to 3. We have a beautiful hall there, and it's just come out to see us on the 28th at Hungarian Reformed Church. The other place you can go to find events and upcoming events is axohio.com, axohio.com. That's Brian Massey's group and Elaine's out in John Mary's group out in Lake County. They are also doing some heavy lifting and bringing us a lot of petition signers and events. Do I see our phones working again?
Stand by.
Okay, stand by. We're getting a little late. We may not be able to make it, but you know, they may be working. And we'll see if we can get Pastor Moss. Probably too late because we're only here till 7:30. But Style's trying for us. Thanks, Thal. You're a good man. So we have events. And again, like I said, we have events coming up every Saturday. And almost every Sunday and weekly in all around the state of Ohio. So please go to reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com, or Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio on Facebook and see what's new and exciting. Again, if you want to receive a petition package from Beth and do some petition signing for us in your neighborhood or at work or, you know, just your family. I had a cookout with my family 2 weekends ago, and with just the kids and grandkids, we got 12 signatures right there. Go to our website, put your name and email in. You're going to get a welcome email from Beth. She'll ask you, what would you like to do? Would you like to sign petitions for us? Would you like to have an event? What would you like to do? And she will email you petitions. If you're not email savvy, call the office. The office number is on the website. I talked to some people today that don't have email or internet. We're mailing those to people. We're mailing out petitions all over the state. Our goal, for those of you that don't know it, is 413,000 signatures by July 1st. Now, that would be to get on the November ballot. We're trying, and we may just make that, folks. But rest assured, if you're carrying petitions for us or signing us, these signatures carry over. So if we don't make this July 1st deadline, we will carry this over and we'll be on the May ballot. So we're not giving, no way are we giving up, but we're going full bore on this. So please, if you've signed our petition, we're good when they carry over. You don't have to resign it. So get petitions, go on our website, get to your family, your neighbors, have events, find businesses in your community that will let us, that'll have petitions there for us. We'll show you how to do it. But we need 413,000 good signatures, registered voters, and our goal is 600,000. We're trying to get all those petitions back to us by June 27th because we got to count them, scan them in, separate them by county, and there's a lot of work to do since there. So, but again, please get petitions. We need it. The goal is to get it in by July 1st to the Secretary of State and be on this November's ballot. So please, please help us out. Okay, let me see what else I got in my notes here. So, okay, we only got a few minutes left. So let's see. We have got, I wanted to also thank Doris Peters. There's so many people that I have to thank that are helping with, and please forgive me if I forget you. I'll catch up to you, and you know you're in my hearts and prayers. Everybody that donates. Doris Peters and the Parma Republicans had a, I think it was 3 or 4 day booth at the Parma Rib and Rock Burnoff, I think it was, at Parmatown, or what used to be Parmatown. Thank you, Doris, your husband, Michael, Greg, everybody that was out there signing petitions. We had a bunch of people calling us. Where can I go? We were sending them to Parma. Thank you. That's a lot of work. They had a booth there. Thank you so much, Doris and the Parma Republicans, for helping us there. Any other organizations that there's all kinds of church festivals, political festivals, all kind of events coming up in the next few weeks, contact us. We'll get you petitions. Help us sign it. It's a perfect time to get events, get signatures at these events. I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of people that signed Doris's petition. I mean, it was incredible. She said they were overwhelmed. So if you've got an event that you're working a booth, whatever it is, I'll get you petitions. If I got to drive to Steubenville, I'll drive them there and I'll get them to you. So go on our website. Our numbers are on there, reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com. I think my phone number's in there somewhere. I get a lot of calls. Feel free to call me. If I don't get back to you, or Beth doesn't get back to you, you know, real fast, please be patient. I mean, we are literally overwhelmed. I mean, we're getting 1,000 emails a day. I mean, it's unbelievable. God bless Beth. Thank you. I mean, this is her full-time job. So thank you, Beth, for the work you do is just incredible. And thank you to the whole steering committee. So we only got a couple of minutes left. Style, you got anything you'd like to add? So I guess the No Kings events are coming up this weekend. What do you think? Would that be a good place for us to go to get petition signed?
Like you said, this should be a bipartisan issue. So.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way. So yeah, right. So the No Kings thing, folk, I would just say my advice is stay at home. Let them do their thing. Let it get them out there. Ignore them. Sit there and pray. I know there's people at Scranton Road Church, Bible Church, that text me today that say they're staying home and they're praying for peace and unity over these events. And the Lord Jesus will put his hand of protection over these events and over our country. So I guess that's it, Style. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight, reformpropertytax.com. I apologize for the phones not working. We promise, well, we should have them ready by next Tuesday. So God bless you. Thank you. Help us out. Thank you for everybody that's helping us. God bless you and thank you. Sly, yeah.